Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Just a quick change. Had to take off the coat and shirt and everything else here in studio. Had the other shirt on I was going to wear underneath from Newsmax. Man, I was on.
A legitimate costume change.
Yeah. See if there's, I don't know when they put it up, Dan, how quickly they do it. I thought it was a pretty good exchange, and the tan helped. This guy, David Carlucci, was on. I see him on Fox a lot. He is a big-time Democrat strategist, and all he said to me when we talked about the fact, leading the news right now, the woman running for governor in Virginia says she doesn't know New York politics, so she can't endorse or not endorse. She tried that on Morning Joe. The guy who is the socialist anti-Semite leading candidate in New York. And then Mikey Sherrill, and this is what on Newsmax caused quite a stir, Mikey Sherrill, the moderate, in big quotes, in Jersey, said that, well, she shares the goals of Mamdani. She shares his goals. Get rid of the police. Arrest Netanyahu. Government stores for supermarkets. She shares his goals. Man, who's working over there at the Sherrill campaign? I'm in touch with Jack Cetarelli's people. He'll be on Wednesday this coming week. But boy, he's got some stuff. This guy is beyond radioactive. John Fetterman says, for Republicans, this is Christmas in July. Yeah, absolutely it is. Make them, they do this all the time to Republicans, make them have to say yay or nay to this guy. They're trying all kinds of things. The guy I was on with said, well, listen, Dom, your party's not diverse. Whatever Trump says, you know, that's it. It's not to, look, I can do a better job with that than I can having to say, what do you think of this guy? They don't want to attack him yet, except for Fetterman. The socialism is one thing. Then throw in the anti-Semitism, anti-Israel, Holocaust denial. It's a party. So this is going to be going on for quite a bit. All right, the other thing that has our attention that leads the news, and I agreed with Pete Hegseth a lot today. I'm going to play you some of it at the big news conference about the damage. And the general was even better about specifics to the Iranian nuclear program. I don't know about going after Jennifer Griffith on Fox. You know, at times she seems to go a little bit over the top on, you know, being down the middle in her reporting from the Pentagon. But Hegseth did a good job of taking no prisoners. And what I would have led with that he did not. We're looking for, we have Perry coming, Congressman Perry, Congressman Van Drew today. What we're looking for is a metric, is a way to determine how much damage was done. Now, common sense, when you look at these 30,000-pound bombs, and you look at the scene afterward, and you look at the Iranians coming to the table, that should be pretty indicative that significant damage was done. And Pete Hegseth did cite the he cited John Ratcliffe, who's a reliable source, CIA, but it's still CIA, etc. No, I'm citing to you the UN Atomic Energy Watchdog. If there's anybody I'd get on in the country right now, Dan, it would be this guy. The UN Atomic Energy Watchdog confirms that the airstrikes caused beyond significant, he says, wrecked. The U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities set back the Islamic Republic's program significantly. I think the Iranian nuclear program has been set back significantly, said Director General Rafael Grassi in a Fox News interview. Oh, this guy is doing interviews. He noted it's clear there is one Iran before June 13th, nuclear Iran, and one now, declaring the difference night and day, night and day. So if I were the Trump administration and Pete, I wouldn't be given all these other sources first. I'm going with this guy. Why? Well, the UN is not pro-American. They're certainly not pro-Trump. And if this guy goes down this path in this manner, it tells you that other than what CNN is wishing for, that this is significant. All right, Henry, so here is Pete Hegseth. This will be cut 10. Pete Hegseth calling out the fake news and connecting this to the skill and capability of American pilots, in addition to what I told you with the UN guy. And we have a lot more of Hegseth about the leaked intel report. Here's Hegseth talking about what he knows and what the media is not reporting.
Give me just 1 second.
Okay,
here's uploading this video.
Here is Hegseth again. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. You can see Pete in action here. All right, here we go.
There's a reason the president calls out fake news for what it is. These pilots, these refuelers, these fighters, these air defenders, the skill and the courage it took to go into enemy territory flying 36 hours on behalf of the American people and the world to take out a nuclear program is beyond what anyone in this audience can fathom. And then the instinct of CNN, the instinct of the New York Times is to try to find a way to spin it for their own political reasons to try to hurt President Trump or our country. They don't care what the troops think. They don't care what the world thinks. They want to spin it to try to make him look bad based on a leak. Of course, we've all seen plenty of leakers. And what do leakers do? They have agendas. And what do? Do they share the whole information or just the part that they want to introduce? And when they introduce that preliminary report that's deemed to be low assessment, you know what a low assessment means? Low confidence in the data in that report. And why is there low confidence? Because all of the evidence of what was just bombed by 30,000-pound bombs is buried under a mountain, devastated and obliterated. So if you want to make an assessment of what happened at Fordow, you better get a big shovel and go really deep, because Iran's nuclear program is obliterated. And somebody somewhere is trying to leak something to say, oh, with low confidence, we think maybe it's moderate. Those that dropped the bombs precisely in the right place know exactly what happened when that exploded. And you know who else knows? Iran. That's why they came to the table right away, because their nuclear capabilities have been set back beyond what they thought were possible because of the courage of a commander-in-chief who led our troops, despite what the fake news wants to say.
Yeah, this was all out here, particularly all out calling them out on the side going forward. The general was even more impressive, General Raising Cain, bringing up more precise details about why we believe. And again, why are we splitting hairs over this? Well, we're splitting hairs over this because they're doing what they always want to do. They want to diminish this. Now, can I sit here, and I'm not going to sit here and say we completely obliterated them. It's not about that. It's about we have set them back, all right? And the indicators are good on that. Now, that doesn't mean Israel, their spies, Mossad, people in Iran are not on top of this to see if there are any more signs of what they're going to do. And if there's anything remaining, we ought to hit them with some more. It's a question of wills here. But the CNNs of the world feel they have a scoop here. They're going to undercut this, and then they're going to pivot to saying we should have just negotiated with them. Ridiculous. All right, so again, I wouldn't have gone after the Fox person in the manner that Pete did. But aside from that, I think this was a reckoning, a moment here. And I think the American people are going to be convinced about this. Now, look, you don't want to overstate it. We don't want to say it's the end of the world. They're obliterated forever. I'm in agreement with that. But the damage here has to have set them back. And you know what else it's done? It's gotten out of their heads. Again, the question of will. It's always about a question of will. You know what? You can dig 300 feet under the ground. You can think you're going to do something like that. You're still not going to get away with it. How do you like that? So no matter what you do, there's going to be a counter to it. Do you want to keep on doing this? I still think they will. Again, I'm a realist. I realize when you're dealing with stone cold evil, craziness, theocracy writ large, they will continue to do it. What we're doing is we're trying to lengthen it out. We're trying to stop them from getting to that point. And it may go on forever. I think that's what genius is, and that's what will is. You don't get impatient. Oh, well, you know, I'm getting tired of this. They're going to get tired of it first. That's got to be your line of defense. All right, we're going to talk with Maureen Faulkner at 12:30 today. We're going to talk with Congressman Perry, who's a military guy, and Congressman Van Drew. There's a lot of stuff going on between the Senate and the House that has to get done for the big, beautiful bill. About the only thing I think that will get it passed is Trump calling up a few of these congressmen and saying, yo, are you on board? I think the Senate is going to be, but the Senate's not going to go for $40,000 getting off of your federal income tax in Jersey and Massachusetts and particularly New York. And this guy in New York, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, I'm not fear. If he becomes mayor, he becomes mayor. They're going to have to answer for this. Fetterman's right. It is Christmas in July. And again, the guy I was on Newsmax with, David Carlucci, you've seen him on Fox. You know, he's calm. He's there. And he had his talking point. He must have said diversity 14 times. He sort of attacked Newsmax. And, you know, my only thought, Dan, was, whoa, it's my turn now. I'll handle this, guys. You don't have to defend Newsmax. Get out of the way. Get out of the screen here. Come on. That's what I'm here for. Even though the suit jacket must have looked preposterously hot on a day like this. All right.
I still have the idea of a costume change between the shows.
Yeah, cosplaying. Yes, between shows. Sometimes I get confused here. What are you doing with a tuxedo on here? Ro goes through this. She puts them out the night before. We have all these kind of choices depending. You never know what will happen here. You should always keep a suit jacket with you. All right, eight pen and iron, 855-839-1210. All right, Henry's side question today. Notice the full credit. If it bombs, well, it bombs. I had nothing to do with it. He happened to notice in Days in History yesterday, on this day, in 1977, Elvis gave his final show, his final appearance. He didn't say he was doing it. You know, he died a little bit after that. And what caught our attention in 1979, Muhammad Ali retired, I would say many years after he should. You know, it's a dangerous thing. I was around Joe Frazier at several events. Not good. I mean, you know, CTE, what this does. He did retire on this day in 1979. So I guess that was, at least professionally, what, that was like a 15-year roughly or so. But he had a few years out with the thing over the military. So we're looking for one of these, either a performance, the last performance, or the retirement. You know, the person saying, you're not going to have Nixon to kick around anymore. That is one of the, now it's a little bit dated, but Richard Nixon comes bursting into a news conference when he lost. After the presidency, he lost the governorship of California, and he started telling the media, fake news, you're not going to have Richard Nixon to kick around anymore. So, Dan, how about you got the one? I don't want to steal it from you.
No, you can steal it, because I actually have a completely different one that I'm going to go with. I have audio for.
Luckiest man in the world.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig is, yeah. yeah. go-away speech. And similarly, Dom, I'm happy you did bring up Gehrig, because I actually just thought about this one. And going back to 1993, and you know exactly where I'm going to go when I say this, to the ESPYs, a guy enters onto the stage facing a terminal cancer diagnosis and gives us one of the best speeches of all time. Take a listen. If you can cue that up, Henry, 30 seconds
here. And when people say to me, how do you get through life or each day, it's the same thing. To me, there are three things we all should do every day. If we do this every day of our life, you're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special.
Jim Valvano, facing a terminal cancer diagnosis, 1993, the ESPYs, passes away 2 months later, but that speech just spurns such a great movement for cancer, Dom.
Oh, I would agree. And you know what? He redeemed his legacy, Dan, because I think the guy was you know, as a coach, the whole thing, the ultimate hustler.
Yeah.
Shady.
Oh, yeah.
But he redeems himself by that. Yeah. So he had a good ending. Oh, come on. North Carolina.
I don't know much about his coaching career.
It was one of these guys. Frank McGuire was the first. There were these either Irish or New York guys with fast pitches, and they head south, do all kinds of stuff. Think of Calipari, for example.
Well, this is how the Hall of Fame remembers him. It says, walks on stage, ESPY Awards to deliver the world's. His greatest moment yet, Valvano, smart-looking, fast-talking, animated impresario of the hardwood, captivated the audience that night as words of humor, love, and joy poured out of his cancer-ridden body. A decade before this unforgettable moment, Jimmy V led the North Carolina State Wolfpack on an improbable and just as unforgettable run in the 1983 NCAA tournament. Valvano's cardiac kids swept through the ACC tournament, won six more in a row, surviving and advancing all the way to the national championship. Dom, are you saying he's an overrated coach?
I'm just saying he was the hustler of hustlers. I think he got the most out of his team.
And it does say he pulled off the impossible. He was he understood the game, understood how to, quote, motivate the players, and understood that the term underdog was little or more than a misnomer for a group of kids he loved so dearly. It's a very nice way to put it.
And
what
I'm
I
trying
think
to remember who
there,
they
Dom.
Upset. I can remember it. The guy shot, missed the rim, and the other guy was in position, caught the ball, and made a layup.
Lorenzo Charles dunked
Lorenzo
it in.
Charles. Yeah,
Houston. How do you know that, man?
Yeah.
I love college basketball.
I don't think he dunked it. I dispute that. I think he shot a layup, but it's okay.
Okay,
yeah. All right, that's a great one. I don't know if I can top even with Lou Gehrig. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got two here. So obviously, we all remember the late, great Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
His final game back in 2016 versus the Utah Jazz, his former teammate Shaquille O'Neal challenged him to score 50 points in the game. Not only did he score 50, but he ended up with an astonishing 60 points in what would be the final curtain call of his career. The other one I'm going to take off today is a legendary acting performance, the last one of one Heath Ledger. His performance as the Joker in The Dark Knight is something still emulated, imitated by people today. I think it's the gold standard for comic book villains. And yeah, it really doesn't get much better than that, getting a posthumous Oscar for it as well.
All right, so you got the playing field. This is the first time we've ever tried this.
Final bow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, final bow. And on this time, on these days, think of it, Elvis and Muhammad Ali joined together with the final curtain here, so to speak. 855-839-1210, Marine Faulkner at 1230. Coming up, we got a lot more of the fallout, so to speak. Yeah. And the Bucks County Courier-Times is just crazed today. Why? Because our friend Wally Zimmelong, attorney extraordinaire, is the one covering the legal bills with President Trump for Bucks County Sheriff Fred Herron. And I've agreed to do a celebrity bartending, which outside of doing celebrity dancing might be something I know I'm going to screw up. So Johnny Z has generously said, just come to Mulligan's every day down the shore. I'll tell you the date and all that. Put it on your calendar for PAL, Police Athletic League, and anything for Fred Herron, the DA over there. We have to have one bastion of rationality. Just look around, right? You got Jack Stolzheimer over in Delaware County. You got Larry Krasner. We got more on Krasner going after another cop today. And Wes Marine Faulkner, what's Krasner like when you're actually talking one-on-one with him? My God. All right, hit us on the side question, too. 855-839-1210.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. You jump on board. George Paquetto, great attorney, will be with us. Larry Krasner and the cops. 59-page decision here, filed yesterday. Federal judge is allowing a civil rights case to proceed against Larry Krasner. How does this guy, well, it's Philadelphia, get away with not paying taxes, pretty much, at least as far as I can tell? How does he get away with what he did to the Fitzgerald family? He's Larry Krasner, and they love it. It's just like the socialist in New York. They like the juice of it, so he can do whatever he wants. But somebody who's not happy with the socialist anti-Semitic candidate for mayor is 50 Cent, or 50 Cent. Because apparently, Curtis Jackson, or 50 Cent, was a guy named on the Breakfast Club, Dan and Henry, by the candidate for mayor about the people he was going to go after and raise their taxes. Oh, my God. And 50 Cent, I don't know if you happen to have some of the stylings of 50 Cent here. 50 Cent said he's going to tell Trump about this guy. He's placing a call to Trump right now to tell him. Trump, wait a minute. Kanye West is on that line. Hold. Who is the wildest celebrity around Trump? Kanye West.
No.
Yeah. Well, Kanye, if you remember that
Kanye
thing.
Around him.
Yeah, Kanye doesn't deserve to be around him.
Right. In the Oval Office that time for an hour or so with him. That was the wildest. But yeah, but 50 Cent is an entrepreneur. I guess he's worth maybe $50 to $100
Ted
million.
Nugent.
Dollars.
Ted Nugent's the craziest.
Ted Nugent, yeah.
He's got to be the craziest one.
Yeah. And he says, no, this is not going to go on with this guy. He's actually naming names of the type of people he wants to go after in New York. So are these people, they're threatening to leave New York. Would they really be able to do that? Do they have to stay in New York's a draw to them? This guy is a gift. I told you at the top of the show on Newsmax, debating this big Democrat strategist. He kept on saying, well, your party doesn't have diverse thought. The woman running, and she may win, governor.
I've got audio if you want it, by the way.
Of 50 Cent?
Yeah, Mamdani. Yeah,
Mamdani talking, calling out, get that name out of your mouth.
Corporations that are making millions of dollars, not in revenue, but in profit. And the second is taxing the top 1% of New Yorkers. We're talking about people who make $1 million a year or more, taxing them just by a flat 2% tax increase. And I know if 50 Cent is listening, he's not going to be happy about this. Mm-hmm. He tends to not like this tax policy, but I want to be very clear. This is about $20,000 a year. It's a rounding error. And all of these things together, they make every New Yorker's life better, including those who are actually getting taxed.
Yeah, it's a rounding error, Dan. It's like you and I give a penny. This is why we have to wake up every day and try to liberate every person that we can from every tax that we can anywhere at any time. This is always the tactic. Why would they care? Because it's not your money. That's why we care. It doesn't matter what I have. You can't spend other people's money. Apparently, though, as always, you know, it's an old idea writ large that never works. But it's working here because these people that are dummies are thrilled that somehow or another, they're going to get his money and their life is going to be better. Whereas we know the smart people are going to figure a way to move away from this, to move away from this liability, take their enterprises with them, and further make life. I think they're thinking like these politicians in Jersey, though. Can you really move away from New York? You know, I don't like to stay in New York. Ro loves going to New York. The hassle of it is just overwhelming to me. I get it. You know, I broadcast from there. I've done different things, different events. It's just a constant hassle, constant nickel and diming you all over the place. Plus, there's the accent. We don't have an accent. They do.
Well, plus, hold on.
Plus, there's Knicks fans. The basketball fans are just some of the most obnoxious, and the Mets fans. Obnoxious on the face of the earth. They are obnoxious. Yeah, let's face it. I couldn't live among that.
Terrible.
Yeah. And how do you, even if you're worth $1 billion, have to go through a tunnel for 45 minutes to move 2 feet, et cetera? It's so much more livable here, to put it mildly. But I think they're banking on the idea people may huff and puff, but they'll stay in New York. It's the center of commerce, the center of a lot of stuff. Okay, coming up. Maureen Faulkner, I think, has spoken to the widow of Officer Fitzgerald. She's also had several joustings over the year with Larry the K, Larry Krasner, so you probably know by now. The killer got life imprisonment. We'll see about that. But if we had the death penalty, they would have bargained. The family wouldn't have to go through this. There wouldn't have been a trial going through all this nonsense. And it just brings up the point. What do you have to do to get the death penalty in Pennsylvania? And the answer is you're not going to get the death penalty. At least it's not going to be carried out. This guy was white, more affluent, assassinated a police officer, did it with every camera in the world, had no defense, and the death penalty still wasn't on the table. So what kind of society is it? Rough and tough Pennsylvania, where we have a governor that is against it. It really doesn't exist. What would you have to do to get it? What we have to fight to do to go back to, if you kill anyone, first-degree murder, meeting those requirements, it doesn't matter if it's a cop, it doesn't matter if it's Roe or Maisie or a big mouth like me and maybe Dan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a life. All right, Maureen Faulkner, we'll get her bird's eye view on that and your calls. Hit us with the Valvano was a great one. I really like that one, Lou Gehrig. Hit us with the farewell, the last dance, if you will. Give us one of those. It might even be fictional. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Over the years, and this goes back almost entire history of doing talk radio, I can remember a mass at the cathedral around this, the story of Danny Faulkner and the story of Maureen Faulkner that went national and Maureen there to help in any way, shape, or form with widows, particularly in the time of Krasner, particularly the Fitzgerald family. Maureen Faulkner, honored to bring her back to Philadelphia here on Talk Radio 1210. Maureen, welcome back. It's been quite a while. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very well. Very well. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well.
Good.
I am.
Good.
However, I am very distraught about, you know, what has gone on in the city of Philadelphia and has gone on for over 40 years. And as you know, I cannot stand Larry Krasner. And he needs to go out. He needs to get out of the DA's office.
Well,
he's not the person for there. And Philadelphia voted him in. I don't know why they do not wake up.
I think it's it is a signal, Maureen, of how much this has changed. I do hope Judge Dugan reconsiders. I think he can beat him. Talk to him, talk some sense into him. But Maureen, you've talked to the widow too, Marissa.
Yes. Yes, I have. I went back and talked to her, and Marissa and Christopher, they were just, and the four children, lovely family, loving, caring. And Marissa knew the dangers of her husband going out in the city of Philadelphia as a Temple police officer and what could happen. And she worried about it. And then, you know, back in February 2023, it happened to them. And it was just, it's a nightmare that you go through and you live with for the rest of your life. I mean, people think there's justice has not really been done. I mean, it has been done, but they will always have an indelible mark on their heart about losing their father, losing their husband, family members, everyone.
And Maureen, in your case, even worse. I mean, I don't see this guy getting, in a strange way, the sympathies. There was none of that in the courtroom, as far as we can tell, or celebrity that Mumia has. That's the most shocking thing of all, to relive this. How many twists and turns have we been through with Mumia?
Oh, so many, so many. And you know what? Thank you to Philadelphia, because everyone came together and helped me through that case for over 40 years. Everyone. And, you know, everyone tried to do their best. And then I had George Becchetto come out of the sky and help me at the end. And he's in prison and he's not getting out for life until he died.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I also think the Fitzgerald family need to keep an eye on him and make sure they do not move him into another prison without them knowing, because they did it with Jamal.
Right.
They moved them into a low-security prison, and I never knew about it.
Maureen, dealing with Krasner one-on-one, I've never had any of that back and forth with him. Were you face-to-face with him? Did you have a meeting with him over Mumia?
Yes, I did. I had a meeting with him. He lied to me, lied to my face. And then when I found out what he was doing and trying to manipulate me, and I just could not believe it. I could not. No one should trust him. And like I put those signs out, I don't know how many years ago, hey, hey, Larry K, how many children will die today?
Yeah.
Because that is what is happening. Children, people, victims, and they were getting out. The minute they walked in the front door, they were going out the back door.
So what anniversary in December, Maureen, are we commemorating Danny Faulkner being assassinated?
43 years.
Wow. You haven't aged a day. Neither have I since, I don't know if it was the first time we met, there was a sister, a nun. I remember a mass. I was at WWDB over at the cathedral way back when with that. And then it seems like hundreds of visits, you coming to the shore to raise funds or at the FOP. And I remember particularly when I think six or seven police officers, Philadelphia police officers, were killed in rapid succession one way or another. You were there to rally around that. And you've grown into this role that you were nowhere near doing when your husband was killed. That's the silver lining out of this, what you've done to focus this and to aid people to get through this.
Yeah, so I'm coming back for the bike ride this year, too. I'm riding.
Wait a minute. Now, you're doing 65 miles?
I'm going to do 30.
Oh, okay.
my husband's doing the 65, and my daughter's doing the 65.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Maureen Faulkner, you're a runner, et cetera. Nick Cale did 65. Come on now. You got to be able to do 65.
It depends on the humidity.
Yeah, okay. Well, certainly, would you let me know exactly when you get in? But we want to catch up with you, Ro and I, and see you again and again. Marissa,
all I can say is, Marissa, God bless Marissa and her children and Christopher's father, mother, everyone, relatives, God bless them. I want to thank the jury for doing the right thing, and I hope they continue to do the proper thing.
Absolutely.
In the city of Philadelphia, and the city of Philadelphia turns around and they realize what's happening and they protect their loved ones. The victims need to stand together.
Exactly. Well, Maureen, again, please let us know exactly when you're in town. We'd love to catch up. And again, thank you for once again riding to the rescue here.
Okay. Take care, Dom.
Thank you, Maureen. Maureen Faulkner here on Talk Radio 1210. Those that are new listeners or haven't followed this, 42 years ago, did she say? It is an endless cycle with Mumia Abu-Jamal. And again, there weren't kids involved here, though, as Marissa Fitzgerald has the kids that we've talked about often. But the family did the right thing, going on the offensive, pushing back against Krasner and the death penalty. And if this isn't a death penalty case, then what's a death penalty? Why even have the law? Why don't we let them? I'd rather that. Surrender them. We really don't believe in it. Catholic Church, they're complicit in this. They don't want you to. Based on what? We know who did it. There is no doubt. He did get first-degree murder. So then why wouldn't he be executed? Where's the disconnect? What is it that's different about this that wouldn't play out with that? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Hit us on the side question too. The farewell, well, Elvis dying, this was his last performance on this day, and then Muhammad Ali retiring on this day, both on the same day. Our eye is still on what is next with Iran, given Pete Hegseth today. And Bucks County Courier Times, like this is breaking news. A law firm with ties to the Trump administration is covering the legal expenses for the Bucks County Sheriff in a lawsuit challenging his authority to participate in an immigration and customs enforcement program. America First Legal, a conservative law firm in Washington, D.C., will assist and act as co-counsel for Wally Zimmelong, our guy, representing Sheriff Fred Herron in his official capacity as one of the named defendants in this civil rights bogus lawsuit. And on they go. And basically, the summary of this article is to make it like this is somehow or another nefarious. The Bucks County people say the county and its solicitors have not seen the engagement letter with Zimalong and confirmed it has not received any legal invoices for Heron involving the case. The county's liability carrier, which covers employees sued in their official capacity, has not decided yet if it would cover legal expenses for Heron in the ACLU lawsuit. Well, why would you not cover those expenses? The insurer does not require the use of specified approved firms or attorneys. So then they go on to talk about the status of the 287G program with Fred Heron. Okay? So we got all this going on. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that we need you to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. 855-839-1210. So while he's in Malone, he's got the best. Fred Heron here. He ought to win this. We are going to see this in Bucks County come hell or high water. All it's doing is protecting citizens in Bucks County. Maybe the newspaper and others ought to realize that. Rather than, oh, you're going to see, there's going to be big lawsuits here. And the DA is every bit as good. We need both of them to be back in office. Keep that in mind as we go toward November. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. Coming up, Senator John Kennedy, one of the funniest guys we've ever seen. Another great moment in the Senate. Senator from Louisiana mocking some of the people that come before him. He's got a book out. And we're thinking of politics and pints with him, I think. I think listeners will love this guy in person. Play you a little bit of that. Your calls. Jump in. That farewell. Hit us with that right now. You know, after nearly 15 years of European splendors, I'm so excited to tell you about our tour to Sicily and Calabria. Sicily and Calabria both, with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. And nobody masters Italy like conservative tours. Our guide Lorenzo and the entire team all hail from Calabria, which is very understated. Rose people are from Calabria. Picture the bustling, colorful markets of Palermo, framed by the Azure Mediterranean. The awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls the invasions of the Arabs and the Normans. It's a challenge to fully slot Sicily into Italy's culture and nationhood. And that's the beauty of the place. The Byzantine mosaics of Monreal, the local wineries. And again, they get to the core of culture in Sicily. That's what we're going to be getting. Marsala, Trapina. It's all there. All this with Talk Radio 1210 listeners, the best way to go. All this, $55.44, including airfare. Call 888-733-9493 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour is part of it. Mount Etna, Terramina, the best unknown destinations of Italy in Calabria. I'll see you on the cliffs of Terramina. We'll have a blast with other listeners. ConservativeTours.com or call 888-733-9493. All right, Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. A lot of things in play. We still have they're on the same page, Perry and Van Drew to be checking in. And next week, Jack Cetarelli will be here at 12:30. I think the breaking story today is that Mikey Sherrill has said, well, I share the goals of the maniac menace that looks like he'll be the Democrat nominee for mayor in New York City. What goals might they be, says the National Republican Party operatives. What goals, Mikey, will they be? This guy is radioactive to Democrats. I told you we have the woman running the Democrat congresswoman to be governor in Virginia saying, well, I don't know anything about New York politics, so I can't answer that. Oh, no, you're not getting away with it. You support this guy. And Mikey Sherrill says she likes the energy. She likes the goals, like defunding the police. Let's see how this plays out, because that's right there on the Jersey border. All right, let me go to Kevin. He's in Levittown. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Kevin. Hello? Yo, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Good afternoon, Don. So I just wanted to bring up, when Trump was campaigning, I don't know the month or the year.
Let's, yes.
So anyway, he was in New York. He was attending a police officer's funeral. And he stated, he said, you kill a cop, you get the death penalty. And about 2 weeks later, there was another, I believe, two cops killed in Rochester, New York.
Right.
The first one was in one of the boroughs. And I believe he mentioned it in the inauguration speech because no one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't talk about it again. He didn't. And he just that one time. And I don't understand. Nobody talks about that.
Well,
can't the feds come in and do the charges themselves, even though...
This is pretty hard in this. I mean, I'm going to ask George Baquetto, who's involved in this, coming up, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the nexus how you would do that. The guy, Bill McSwain, who was a former U.S. attorney, did that in some cases because of Krasner. He found federal charges because Krasner wouldn't prosecute at the state or city level. But I don't see the federal nexus here that would get you to that. But I would encourage them to be looking at it. That would be the right thing to do and quite a splash. It's we're going to execute people that have committed federal crimes that involve not just law enforcement, but first-degree murder. They're going to get it. Sadly, it's limited. It's state law.
Yeah, you were right. And, you know, it's across the board. It should be anybody, but let's start with the blue.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Kevin, any memorial, any farewell that you remember?
As far as, well, also, you know, there was the Tree of Life. I know you mentioned the governor.
Yes, yeah.
But, you know, when that happened, he did speak with one of the survivors or somebody, a member of Tree of Life.
Right.
Was that in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
And she was a Holocaust survivor, and she did solicit Shapiro not to put the death penalty on that because she was a survivor of the Holocaust.
Right. But there are out of, I think, what was it, 14 or whatever, the accounts that I've seen, 12 out of 14 or 13 out of 14 did want the death penalty. So he's fraudulent, once again, the great masquerader.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, check it out.
You'll
see the exact number. Thank you, Kevin. Look, I'll ask George Baquetto that, but I don't see how federally you could do this. No, they did want the death penalty in that case. So Pennsylvania, on record, the polling still indicates people want the death penalty. Why have they won on this? Well, one of the big things they won was this aggravating, mitigating stuff. They won with the media. That won't bring the person back. Oh, God. They won with the Catholic Church and others going soft on this and making us believe it's immoral. They're the ones that are immoral. I'm not immoral. This is biblical. It's common sense. And I believe it to be effective, not 100%, but effective in having some kind of deterrent power. Plus, how would you like to be the Fitzgerald? Well, Maureen Faulkner now. And, you know, with Maureen here, Dan, I didn't say it. I wouldn't dare. But deep down in my gut, do I think Mumia is going to stay in jail forever? Larry Krasner believes he can do anything. If there's a way, if there's something he can do, this case comes up again and whatever, and he goes in the tank, could Mumia get out? I happen to believe he could. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get you on the side question. Coming up, we're going to talk with George Baquetto. This lawsuit against Krasner and others is getting a lot of attention. Again, going after a cop. By the way, behind the scenes, I may have been wrong on this. I believe now that Judge Dugan did not want the endorsement of the Philadelphia police. I pretty much know that. Shame on the judge and shame on his advisors. Have we come to a point where you're running for mayor in Philadelphia and the people who put their lives on the line, like the Fitzgeralds and Sergeant Fitzgerald, that it would be radioactive to have their endorsement? And then if that's the case, what should the FOP do? Well, we got to fight back. These are the best of us in a lot of ways. Think of the Fitzgerald family. They're not the best of us. Democrats attack the military, but only so far, because they know. But the cops, all those taking of knees and all the rest of it, it wasn't about the national anthem and veterans. Get over that. It was about the cops. They hate the cops. It was about it from the very beginning. We're taking a knee because we hate the cops. They even said it. We don't mean anything toward the country or national anthem. We want to get back at the cops. All right, we'll talk with George Paquette a little bit later on, the two congresspeople. Phone lines to get in, though, are 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.